What's happening, Marion? Good morning. This is Pastor Craig. It's good to be here. It's good to have you listening. This is the official show of WGH Talk, where we cover what's happening, Marion. So I've got a list of a few things going on, and let's get right to it. Tonight, Friday night, craft night at craft night at LaRue Community Center at 6 o'clock. Now, tonight in LaRue, what they're doing for craft night is rock painting for adults and or kids. And they do ask that you bring $5 for the products. So they will provide everything. So that's rock painting at LaRue tonight. Also tonight, Mutts Gone Nuts, Canine Cabaret at the Marion Palace Theater. Are any of you guys going to be there tonight?
I'll be there.
Mutts Gone Nuts, Canine Cabaret, Marion Palace Theater, 7:30 tonight. Tickets range in price from $12 to $29. World-class stunt dogs in a hilarious variety show. So they've got live dogs performing stunts in a variety show. Five talented four-legged creatures will thoroughly entertain you. They'll dance, they'll prance, they'll flip, and they'll skip. It is a must-see tonight at the Marion Palace Theater. All right. Starting tomorrow, April 20th, Saturday, there is a mother-daughter self-defense class, and it is... Sorry about that. There is a mother-daughter self-defense class being put on by the Marion County Sheriff's Department, which is at 100 Executive Drive. It is from 8:30 until 4:30. Lunch will be provided. This is... you need to be registered for the class. The number to call is 740-387-4401. I'll give that to you again. It's 740-387-4401. In this class, you'll be taught basic self-defense. There will be some classroom time, and then there will also be time to actually work on and demonstrate some of the things that you'll learn. It's for 12 years old and older. So something you might want to be interested in. Good thing for mothers and daughters, the self-defense class. Also tomorrow, Saturday, is official cleanup day for the village of New Bloomington from 8 until 11. And you must live in the village of New Bloomington in order to drop your things off that need cleaned up and cleaned out. Prohibited items are household trash, tires, shredded tires, asbestos, batteries, liquid waste, TVs and monitors containing lead, grill tanks, aerosol cans, yard waste, concrete, asphalt, dirt, brick, and stone. Other than that, bring all your trash. Also, tomorrow, Saturday, is the Healthy Kids Day event at the Marion Family YMCA from 10 a.m. until 1 o'clock. The Marion County Parks District will also be set up there, so you can stop by and see them. Tomorrow, April 20th, Saturday, the Whetstone Woodcarvers annual carving show from 10 until 3. Day Spring Wesleyan Church is where it is being held. This is the annual woodcarvers show, so you can see woodcarvers, wood whittlers, and all various forms of people working with wood. So that's tomorrow at Day Spring Wesleyan Church. Also tomorrow, if you haven't found anything yet that tickles your fancy, there is the Spring Fling Market at the Woods. the Woods Park and Pavilion, which is at 1775 Marion Waldo Road. It is from 11 o'clock till 5. There's going to have live music, vendors, food trucks, and there will be a raffle for the gift basket. So that's tomorrow, the Spring Fling Market at the Woods. And who knows, maybe you'll get to see Scott there and maybe you'll get a free autograph or something like that. Do you ever do that, Scott? Just go to the something and just kind of hang out?
Oh, yeah. I like to go to places and look around.
Yeah.
But not that dog thing tonight. You won't see me there at that thing. What is that, the pet cabaret? Are they running out of ideas down there at the palace?
The canine cabaret.
Oh, God almighty. Who thought that up?
I don't know. That is, I mean, when I was, you know, preparing for this today, I mean, I kind of thought along the same lines, like, really? Are you really stretching that much?
The canine cabaret. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. But you know what? People will like it, I guess.
People will like
whatever.
It. Whatever. You know, it's...
If that's your cup of tea.
There are so many different things in this world that people are interested in. There's going to be someone interested in that.
I don't want to knock it.
The thing at the palace?
The canine cabaret.
You know, I'm...
Which number is he?
Five.
That would explain why it wasn't coming through.
So, you know, I think it's good, you know.
I wanted to change this microphone order, but somebody, oh, no, it's fine. There's a index card up there.
Well, you know, it's kind of confusing because it says number one is yellow. Okay,
right.
I got that.
Got that.
Two doesn't exist.
That's right. Two doesn't exist right
okay.
now. It doesn't.
Now.
You know, two is right there and doesn't work anymore.
Okay. So three is purple. Now. I'm looking at that.
I'm telling you, it's purple. See, what would you call it?
We've had this conversation before.
I'm telling you, the thing is purple, whether you like it or not.
I think you can call it tan. I think you can call it beige.
Purple.
Okay. It's not purple.
So one is yellow. Two doesn't exist. Three is over here in the middle. And so four is back over this way.
No, four is here. It does go in a line.
Oh, yeah. Four is here, and then five is down here.
Because Matt broke two. It used to go one, two, three, four. That made sense.
Okay.
Matt broke two.
That is okay. A true story.
So then we had to take five, which used to just be laying over there if we needed an extra microphone, and replace two. And I said, why don't we put two or a five down here? Oh, no, no, no. I thought it'd be easier, but... Well, who am I to say?
I mean, you could have just done it.
Well, all I can say is congratulations. You've done a good job, whoever, at confusing me.
Well, I think, I don't know. If you read them, are they that hard?
No, they're not that hard.
Yeah. So I guess that's why I left it that way. Well, but it did used to be in line until, I don't know what he did that night. Just stop working.
And you know... Shame on me, because I would have this down pat if I came around more than once a week. But if I'm only going to come around once a week, then I deserve to be confused.
Well, I have to look sometimes, too, because you forget, because you don't always have guests over here, so you don't turn these microphones on. You know that's number one. So I don't know. It's a weird thing, but that pet cabaret thing, sheesh. It's no weirder than that, that's for sure.
All right, back to what's happening, Marion. Sunday, April 21st, an evening of Marion music is being held at the Prospect Street United Methodist Church in Marion from 5 until 6:30. Come and enjoy the Marion Music Club. And, you know, I find this, I don't know how much you know about the Marion Music Club, but I find it very interesting that they do these concerts and performances around the city. But I... Like, who is the Marion Music Club?
I think it's a group of people who just like music, who have gotten together, formed a group.
Okay.
That was my understanding.
Yeah. Because they don't really have, well, I haven't been able to find, like, a website or anything.
No.
Like that.
Some of the, it's just like the Marionaires. They're all kind of hard to find.
Yeah.
I think they must just go around and have certain gigs that they play, and that's pretty well it.
All right. Well, that's Sunday at the Prospect Street United Methodist Church. Monday, April 22nd, and this will be for the next five Mondays. So Monday at LaRue Community Center, you can have gentle yoga. And I emphasize the fact that it's for gentle yoga. It's none of the, you know, really intense, high impact, all those kinds of things. I think that's geared maybe toward the more mature members of our community. So that's at 6 o'clock Monday night. They are having it every Monday night for the next 5 weeks. And it is $10 per session. Tuesday, and this is every Tuesday, or no, this is the fourth Tuesday of the month, and it's every month for the next 5 months. But anyway, Tuesday, book show and tell at the Marion Public Library, 3 o'clock. Have you read a good book that you want to share with others? Tell us what you love about the book and show us the covers. This is not like school book reports. No need to prepare in advance. Just prepare to add some other titles to your must-read list. The only thing that they ask is it can be fiction or nonfiction, published in the last 5 years, and that is available on the Marion Public Library collection list so that others can check the book out if they're interested. So come on Tuesdays at 3 o'clock for book show and tell. Tuesday, Teen Dungeon Dragons at the Marion Public Library. There are 5 weeks left on that. That's an after-school activity. Join us for a quest to the unknown. Little experience or large experience, all are welcome. Create your character, learn the game, create your campaign, and have fun. You ever done
I have played D&D. D&D's good. Dungeons & Dragons is a good game. I enjoy it.
I thought D&D was Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, that's what I thought it was.
The only reason I haven't played Dungeons & Dragons in a while is because Dungeons & Dragons, you need a group of like 4 or 5 people, and it's hard to
make more friends.
No, making friends is easy. The issue is...
He keeps saying that, but didn't have many.
The issue is making...
I don't know what that means.
You can't play Dungeons & Dragons with people who aren't there. That's the issue. Like, you can't... Like, I have plenty of friends, but they all work or they're busy. So, like, you need, like a good group for Dungeons & Dragons includes 4 people, because you need the one person to be the Dungeon Master, and you need 3 players. Okay? Whew. So, I mean, getting 4 people to have the same time together on some random day... To play a consistent, because Dungeons & Dragons goes on, like, you play a Dungeons & Dragons game for, like, it can go on. Well, it's a campaign that lasts as long as you want it to.
Well, I think the whole idea of this thing at the library is that because it's so hard to get 4 people together, you can all come together at the library, all bunches of individuals of you, and there you can put your
team. Are friends.
Are they playing in one big group, or are they playing in separate groups?
Well, I don't know, but they're playing.
Go!
You go and find... So we need you to report on this.
If they're playing in one big group, I'll have to pass. Because playing in, like I said, 4 people is the perfect number. You start playing over 4, and it starts taking a while to take your ticket. You gotta go around the table, and everybody's gotta say what they wanna do. And so if there's just one big game, you're going to make like 3 moves in an hour.
Well, I'm guessing they do this...
they're probably separated by skill base somehow.
Yeah, and they probably break it up into smaller groups. I mean, if they have 25 people show up, I'm sure they're not going to have, you know, just one group. They probably do break it up into... Yeah.
I just don't think that this whole making friends idea is easy.
You know, I'd consider going to that Dungeons & Dragons thing. I ain't going to lie to you.
Okay.
It's not
bad. Did that have anything to do with what I just said?
No.
No, not a thing. But
what'd you say?
Don't worry about it. It wasn't that important.
What did you say?
Nothing. Nothing at all. I didn't say anything at all. I said, go to that pet cabaret tonight, because, boy, oh, boy, that'll be a humdinger. Get your tickets now. I'm sure they're about to sell out.
You'll probably make more friends there anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Those are exactly the type of people I want for friends. People who dress their dog up and do tricks on a stage and pay to see them do it.
I never understood.
What an interesting time.
I never understood dressing your dog up, period.
Whatever. Different. I mean, different.
Every dog and any animal I've ever owned hates wearing clothes.
Well, yeah, if they were supposed to wear clothes, they would have been wearing clothes.
And now they got to participate in a cabaret.
You want me to wear what?
Yeah.
And you want me to do what?
Isn't a cabaret singing?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so how these dogs are going to sing?
It sounds like they're going to do everything but sing.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, well.
Whatever.
Moving right along. Wednesday.
I bet there's no tickets left for that. I bet that thing is sold out 1,400 strong. That's, oh, man. And SRO.
Moving right along. Wednesday is the produce market at Marion County Fairgrounds from 8 until 10, sponsored by the Buckeye Community School, and it is free. And this is a monthly event. Next week, April 24th through the 7th, which is Wednesday through Saturday, is the Vietnam War Experience at the American Legion Post 584, which is at 142 on Olney. How do you say that?
Olney.
Yes. Only. Only.
Olney. Oh, there's an L in there. Olney.
Olney. I'm challenged by certain words. Yes, as Scott said, that street in Marion.
Or as people from that side of town say, Olney. But it's Olney. LaRue.
Free. It's free. It is the Vietnam War Experience. You can see artifacts, displays, and there will be people there giving firsthand accounts. So that's Wednesday through Saturday. The Vietnam Experience. And that takes care of what's happening, Marion.
Very nice.
Well, they had to cancel everything else tonight, as far as I'm concerned, with that pet cabaret going on, because the streets will be bare.
Canine
cabaret. Oh, so it's just canines.
It's just canines. Oh, okay. And there's going to be 5 of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's high entertainment. And who's running that the talent department over there at the palace?
I think that might be Kirk Detweiler.
Oh, well, God bless his heart. I'm sure he'll make money on that one.
You've had Kirk on.
Yes, I have. Fine. We're fine.
And in all seriousness, I think that the Palace Theater does a good job of having things going on. I mean, it's every week that we're announcing something going on at the Palace Theater.
I think that's good.
I think it's good, too. I think it's really great.
I mean, the more there's going on in the Palace Theater, the better.
Just different strokes for different folks.
And the more things you have, the more likely you are going to pick up a canine act.
Yep. Well, whatever makes people happy.
I mean, I think consistency is everything. I think that if the Palace ran a show every week, I think that eventually...
I think you knocked my headset out. Now it's consistent. There you go. Well, last thing I heard was consistency is everything, and then it went dead. Well, we're not being so consistent around here.
I think if the Palace had a show every week, I think that...
Matt has restless leg syndrome. Does everybody know this by now? It drives me nuts. He's knocked the headphone thing on the floor, and he can't sit still.
I don't know if anybody else has heard me complain. I don't know if I've ever complained about it on air before, but
I have.
But,
sure.
No, me.
You? Okay, go ahead.
I don't know the taping thing, like the videos we do and post to YouTube, I enjoy the radio show. I just don't like being on camera because I feel like I just move too much for camera. I hate sitting still, so readjusting myself in my seat and just swiveling around.
Let me ask you this because it's interesting. Now, so you don't like watching yourself on camera?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Now, do you, watching the other two of us there, now do you think we look okay?
I don't know.
Are you staring at yourself the whole time?
In terms of watching?
Yeah,
watching
when you're watching it, do you think, okay, they look normal, they're doing a normal thing?
Well, I mean, yeah. You guys just don't move a lot.
But I can guarantee you, Carrington told me the same thing. She does not like to watch herself, so she's catching all her idiosyncrasies.
No, I just move too much.
And I do the same thing. I will not watch it because you pick up on little things that nobody else does.
I just move too much. Sitting in the chairs that we sit in now, like I'm either laying across the two chairs because there's nobody else in the second chair, or I'm sitting with my legs propped up on this desk here.
And you're always it'd be okay if you weren't always knocking stuff over.
Yeah, I know. That's why.
Microphones. Yeah.
That's why I started, doing the swiveling thing and just like bouncing my knees.
So what is the problem?
I don't know. I just don't like to sit here, you know? I like to...
So it's not really restless leg syndrome, more as it's like restless body.
Yeah, probably.
Maybe you need a folding chair that doesn't move.
Well, I mean...
You can't go backwards and forwards. Like, you can't do any of that.
If my legs are propped up, I'm fine. But if my legs are on the ground, I gotta be doing something with them.
I'll tell you what we need for Matt. The sheriff's department has one. They use it in the jail. Basically, it's a chair, a full-length chair, and when you're in it, you're in a straight jacket. So it's like a straight jacket chair.
There you go.
I don't know about all that.
That's what we need.
Well, I don't like straight. I think those straight jackets are a little bit inhumane.
Well, not if that person's swinging at you or something. Yeah. You got to do something to constrain them.
I mean, I'd want to swing at you too if you're going to put me in a straight jacket. I'd actually go crazy.
I don't think
jacket.
That's the process. I think the process is they start swinging on you, and that's why you put them in a straight jacket.
I don't like the straight jacket.
You know,
I can't move, I don't like it.
You got to understand something. When we have $40,000 worth of audio equipment here at risk,
don't. You already broke one microphone, for God's sake.
I don't know how I did it either.
We can't afford to have things at risk like that. I think the straight jacket chair is a good solution.
Oh, also, as far as breaking the microphone, I still don't know how this happened.
By the way, there are two points. We're never going to know. But it was in your hands.
I mean, I had, just like I'm doing with this one, I hold the microphone that way. I can always ensure that
I'm sure you were swinging it.
That I'm talking into the microphone. Yeah.
You jarred it.
So I just always talk into the microphone because I'm holding the microphone. But, I had put the other one into the microphone holder during break, and then I had got it off of the microphone holder after the break, and we just couldn't get it back on.
No, to this day, we have no idea what happened. I know. RLS.
I just wondered what was bumping up against
RLS. RLS. I hope the two new people tonight, you don't kick or smack around, because that'll be pretty full tonight to have four in this room tonight.
I'll figure it out.
You have to get close with them.
Four on a Friday night's a lot. We haven't had four in a minute.
I know.
And two of them are new guests.
Yes.
Which means two of them are you guys.
Right.
What happened to Carrington?
Carrington has went off temporarily to flight attendant school.
Really?
Yeah, so she'll be back, though. That was the big confusion last Friday, is that she was leaving, but she's not.
She's not.
No, we knew she was going off to flight attendant school probably the last 2 months.
Well, and she'd even, back at the fair in July, when we met her, I think she even expressed a desire then to be a flight attendant.
Yeah,
I mean, so she's obviously, she's set a course.
Yeah, well, I knew about it in January, I think, is when it became aware. So, yeah, but it was also very important for her to stay around here, and right. So that was a big conversation. So that's it. I think she's back Memorial Day week.
Oh, so yeah. She's not gone that long.
No. Just a little temper. Who knows if it'll be that long. We'll see how the flight attendant thing goes. But we wish her well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in any event, the two questions I have are, what I said earlier, you said making friends are easy. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know if I buy that. What do you think, Pastor?
Making acquaintances can be very easy, but I think really making friends is not that easy.
No. And I think that's why this came up earlier on when we were talking about somebody who was leaving their environment. It's not so much the job that you leave the environment. You leave your entire environment. You leave the people you live with. You leave your friends. You leave your family. You leave your coworkers. You leave everybody. So I don't think people think about that. All those little niches that you have are gone. So what do you do in your downtime?
Well, you make new friends.
See, you say that like it's just...
like it's an easy thing.
Yeah, you can just replace the old ones, no problem.
I mean, you don't got to replace the old ones. I mean, like, I guess, because, I mean, obviously you can't, I mean, you're not going to make new friends, like, right off the rip. But, I mean, like, it's not like you lost your old ones. Like, for instance, like, I play games with my friends all the time. So, like, if I moved out of state, I'd just be playing with my friends more on the...
Yeah, but you're not going to see them. You're not going to go places together. You're not all going to be together. It's not that easy. It's not like switching a job when you leave the state.
I mean, I understand that I won't be able to, like, see those people in person, but, you know, I mean...
amongst the other people in your life. I mean, not just your friends.
I mean, that's fine.
Well, you say that, but it's not for a lot of people. That's what usually is upsetting to them.
I mean, you make new friends.
Okay.
You get on with it.
So you think friends are really just that disposable?
Well, they're not disposable because, like I said, you don't just drop the other
ones. But it's not the same. So, but you can just fill that gap by just bringing some new people in.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't just bringing anybody in, but yes. I mean, it's not...
So hard. Everybody's disposable.
Not just because you're not dropping them. You're not...
But you're not in your life the same
you're
way.
You're not like, well, you're used up.
So I guess if you're married and you have to work out of state, as long as you get a good mistress going, you're fine. Keep them both.
I think as you get older, and I'm not saying just you, Matt. I mean, just in general, as you get older, you tend to realize more that in order to leave someplace, that you are leaving your friends behind. You recognize that it's going to be harder than you think. And I think you also recognize that, yes, when I go to this new place, I can make new friends, but it's not just like I can make new friends and everything will be fine right away. You recognize the fact that it's a process of making new friends. You realize that it takes longer to make new friends.
Well, I mean, yeah, I know. I mean, like I said, you can only make friends off the rip, but like, I mean, like eventually you make friends.
Eventually.
Yeah, but I don't understand that. Is there nobody unique in your life that is not replaceable?
Absolutely.
Yes. That you can say, well, you know, I'm just filling that. I'm not going to see that person every day like I used to. I'm not going to see him once a week or whatever it was.
See, but
I can just find a new person to see once a week.
You make it sound like I'm like just swapping out some batteries here or something.
Well, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
No.
You're saying as long as I may lose those friends, but I got new ones.
I'm not losing those. That's the issue. You make it sound like since I leave the state, I have to stop talking.
See, but I think that's where you're confused.
I leave the state and I will like play game. Like I said, I play games with my friends all the time. Like, we will play video games. So, like, we'll be in this, like, Discord server. Like, I don't know if anybody knows what Discord is. It's basically, like, a big chat server, okay? So, like, you can get into, like, a server with your friends, and it's just...
But do you ever see these people?
Well, you can turn them on. You can turn on a camera.
No, I'm not... Are these people you see in person?
I mean, some of them, depending on who they are.
Not anymore.
I talk to people who live in Alabama.
I'm not talking about that kind of friend. Now we're on to a whole other thing.
No,
you're talking about chat rooms and...
No,
sort of
let me rephrase. Like, I mean, the dude from Alabama, I do not know personally, but one of our coworkers, I play games with him, and that's how I know this dude from Alabama, and they do know each other personally. So, he's got a friend in Alabama.
Okay.
I mean, like, I have family who live down in Florida. I've got family who live in South Carolina. I think I got family who live in, what's the one? Right next to us. I'm blanking here.
Pennsylvania.
No, the other
Indiana.
One.
Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky.
Kentucky, that's the one. Kentucky.
Fly around till we find one.
Good thing there's only 5 states that border Ohio.
There's a lot of states.
No, but I'm saying that whole internet friendship thing, that's the same thing. Who cares where you're sitting? I'm talking about people you see in person.
Physical friends.
Well, I mean, like I said, I mean, I've seen those people in person before.
Who?
The family that I said I have that live out of state.
But again, they're not... I'm talking about the people you see day to day now. You're not going to see them day to day if you move.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And those are the people you got to replace. You don't have to replace the people you see once a year.
You don't have to replace them.
Those...
Well, you...
the people that you associate with physically, that you work with, that live where you live.
So
it's a certain type of friendship that they're the hardest friends to replace if you totally move to a new location. You can keep in touch with those friends, but it'll be a different kind of friendship because you're not physically there. And you'll have to create new friendships with the physical people where you've gone to, and those will be the hardest ones to make.
I see that, but you're not replacing your old friends.
What are you doing then if you just picking new friends up? You fill in a gap that you wouldn't have here. You wouldn't be out necessarily looking for new friends here because you're busy with the friends you already have. But now since they are no longer present...
See, but like when you use the word replace, it makes it sound like you're no longer talking to your other friends.
Well, you're not seeing them like you were.
I can still talk to them on a daily basis.
If you want, okay. But you're not seeing them.
Yeah, I know I'm in a whole other state.
Yeah. Herein lies the problem.
Let's
go get a hamburger. No. let's get together and have a this or that. No. Not happening anymore.
I mean, if you move out of state, you probably have a job. And if you have a job, I'd assume you can make friends at a job.
So again, now you're back to the replacing. Just fill in the gap with
you're
work friends
replacing.
With work friends. That's what you're saying. you're saying, I'm going to fill that gap
you're
that
adding.
I no longer have with these
you're
people.
You're adding.
Well, but you're subtracting the others.
That's right.
If anything, you could call it a switch.
Yeah, okay, whatever you want to call
it's
it.
It's not a replace because, like, it's like you're moving the... Okay, so, like, if it was, like a job, it'd be like, I said, hey, look, you guys need to go over in this department now because I need some people here.
No, you think you can have the same type of relationship with somebody who you have strictly based on a personal relationship in person over a telephone?
Doesn't work.
I mean, I play games with my friends, like I said, so... Yeah. I mean, the playing.
This is a lost cause.
I feel like we have the same conversation over the chat that we would.
When does flight school start?
Yeah, when are you gonna have flight school? There's a good example. Now she will not be sitting here. Now, do you think you're gonna have the same type of relationship with her that you had when she's sitting right next to you twice a week?
I mean, I didn't let him talk.
You might, the way those two get along.
I was going to say, I didn't.
Oh, you laid into her last Friday. It was rough.
I didn't think they
had much of a relationship.
They really don't.
I really didn't talk to her all that much outside of this.
But I'll tell you.
Break would happen, and she'd, you know, you'd go to the bathroom, and then there'd be no words.
That's what I do on break. I go to the bathroom.
There'd be no words.
In case anybody out there wondered what Scott does.
On break, I go to the bathroom.
Well, I mean, like, if he goes to the bathroom, there's just no words. Between
no, and it was always weird. Weird. But you laid into her last Friday morning. That was very interesting.
I do not think I laid into her.
You did, and the listeners thought that you laid into her. As a matter of fact, I listen, I'm not going to say who said it, but okay, so we did the show last Friday morning, and I thought you were being very harsh toward her, more harsh than I had ever heard you be toward her. And then when she came in that night, we kind of went back into it for a minute. And I got dinged by somebody on Facebook who was saying, boy, he sure changed his tune from this morning.
I don't remember bashing her all that bad this morning. Or the other morning.
Well, that person felt it was a whole different... I felt it was a whole different tone.
Like I said, I had said that she was boring. And I told Carrington that I had said that she was boring. And I had given her my reasonings.
But you didn't come across the same way as you did in the... When she was sitting there, you came across less angry, less hyped up about it. You came almost in a laughing way. You said it when she was there. Didn't come off laughing when you said it in the morning.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I didn't mean to bash her in the morning. It was more of just I guess maybe it was just because it was the first time I had brought it up. Because I mean, at that point, it was just more like recapping the morning. But I mean, like, I had basically hit all the points that I hit in the morning with Carrington. I just gave her my reasons as to why.
But you peppered it a little more when she was sitting there. Like, I remember you were talking about the music in the morning, and your voice was raised and animated that she had to plug her GPS in, so you had to listen to her music, and you had to put the thing. But when you said the same thing at night, it was, you kind of laughed and said, oh, your music was this. But I did kind of like that singer who you had. You didn't say any of that in the morning. In the morning, it was just a total trash out.
No, there was the, like I said, there was the one singer that I liked.
Yeah, but with her, it was more just like
a
friendly.
Like two songs.
It was just a friendly thing.
All I'm saying is,
go back and listen to him.
I had said, I hit all the points I hit in the morning.
I don't think so, okay? But okay.
And I had given her my reasons as to why.
No, I don't think so, but...
All I can say, because
You listened to both.
I listened to both.
And what did you feel?
I felt that the tone was much different
that evening. Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Much more friendly when she was sitting there.
Right. Because, to be honest with you, I was a little bit taken... I was a little bit shocked, maybe, at... your stark comments Friday morning.
Yes, because it was even, I think I even said, I don't know what it's going to be like tonight.
The only thing that I actually, another thing about, the only thing that I think I didn't bring up to her was the fact that I had said that we weren't friends, we were acquaintances.
I don't know. All I'm saying is, Pastor noticed it, the listener noticed it when it was going on in real time, I noticed it, to the point, if you go back to last Friday's show at noon, I say at the end, I don't know what this is going to be like, I might just be a referee tonight, but if you listen to that Friday show, you are so easy with everything you're saying to her, and you even preface it at points, you even say, well, this morning I said da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
But, you know, I did kind of like that one singer that you had, and I, you know, whatever. And it was just more like an old golly gee. In the morning, it was like, you stink.
It was like, that was the worst weekend of my life.
Worst car ride, worst everything.
No,
Angie, you never mentioned the thing about her chastising you on the street, which was a big part of the Friday, where she was saying, you're angry, and you that just made you angrier. That never came up on Friday night?
Oh, well, I mean, I guess it's
and that was a big part of the anger on Friday morning. Mm-hmm. So that's all. But that tends to happen with people.
Yeah.
You know, when they're around the person, they don't come off as harsh as maybe they are when they're not around.
I personally could not tell the difference. And like
a lot of other people did.
And like I said, I hit every point that I hit in the morning with Carrington.
I don't think you did, other than
the fact that I said that I had said we were not friends, we were acquaintances, which I think she would probably agree with.
And I think she would agree with it, but also you did not hit the thing, like I said, about the saying that you were angry all the time. Because that was a big part of your argument on Friday
night.
Yes,
I will say that was annoying.
And you never said that to her on Friday night?
I'm like, I didn't think about it.
Only two things you said to her, kind of like I said, they came off in kind of the old golly gee. Listen, this morning, and you only brought that up because we were talking about it again. You go, I did say this morning that,
I think it was that you were boring.
You were boring.
Yeah.
I mean, but then you even backed off of that a little bit. You said,
I had explained my point in the morning as well. I mean, in the morning, if you wanted to, I don't know. Just in the morning, I had said that I thought she was boring. And then I was like, well, now people are just going to think that I'm angry here.
They did.
I had to fix it because I wasn't angry. Just, I didn't have any conversation to have with Carrington.
We don't have
anything in common.
Right.
I explained it in the morning, too.
I think, you know, in the...
It didn't come off that way.
It's like, in the morning, it was like, no, she's boring. We don't have anything in common.
Yeah. And when she was sitting there, it was like, oh, we don't have anything in common. Yeah. And kind of a little laugh.
We don't have the same likes.
Yeah, we're just different.
I don't know, man.
Well, like I said, the listener was sending me the... And I just didn't bring it up because she was sitting there.
Look, next time we bring back Carrington, I'll be sure I'm just start throwing some punches.
No, I'm just saying it is different when people are sitting there to go at them in the same way. Like, I remember when Abby came in. Now, that was a big thing when you two were apart. It was like, blah, 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 and this kid is this, and that is that, and this is that, about the Mr. and Mrs. thing. When you two finally got together, it was very mild.
Yeah.
It was very simple.
You could almost imagine you two holding one hand while...
Yeah, it was. You sat right next to each other. It wasn't even the first thing we talked about that night. But you would have thought it was World War III if you were listening that morning.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was fine. I didn't think that there was very many. I don't know. I was kind of sad because Abby had just kind of said that we'd have to agree to disagree.
Right, but I mean, if that had happened in the moment, it would not have been that.
I mean, I think it would have been better if it also hadn't have been already...
I also feel like we
had had that discussion multiple times leading up to that anyway, so at this point it was kind of just like...
Yeah, but you thought when you actually get to the person's face that it's going to be okay.
I mean, we've said everything there was to say at that point.
When Scott, you were getting the messages from...
Yes,
Abby,
it was bam.
And I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I think one time she even called you like a young punk or
something. Young punk. Yeah.
But that wasn't, yeah,
that wasn't the case
up.
When you were sitting there with each other. I was kind of depressed at how boring it was.
I thought we've
built this up for this.
I mean, I was ready for the argument.
You are just anticipating Friday night SmackDown.
Yeah.
And what you get is...
The Canine Cabaret.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought for sure last Friday night, as soon as I brought up the car ride, was going to be some anger. Turned into the cabaret.
Kumbaya.
Yep, kumbaya. We all get along and life goes on.
I mean, the car ride wasn't that bad. It was just...
Oh, Lord. Listen to last Friday's show.
Boring.
It wasn't that bad. It's just kind of boring.
Listen to 8 to 9 last Friday morning. Just listen to the show. They're all taped.
That is not the message.
No,
it was Friday
not
morning.
Not at all.
It wasn't that bad. Just kind of boring.
No.
I'm thinking that maybe I was just a little, annoyed or something, then.
I, okay.
I don't know, man.
So it wasn't.
I don't think it was all that. I mean, it was, like I said, it was just, I mean, it was boring. It was a, like, 8.5 hour car
ride. I think they just have a problem admitting.
No words.
I think they just have a, both of them had a problem admitting that I had that conversation the night before we left, and I said, I just don't think that's going to work, because they don't say anything to each other, and it's weird, and I don't know why that is, and I think that's pretty much what happened for the most part.
Because there's nothing, like I had said in the morning show, there was nothing to say.
Right, but, we don't but that it escalated into anger, which I saw. I mean, I was there. I saw it happen in the hotel room. I saw it happen on the streets of New York particularly. There was angry moments.
I mean, I had felt that I was being attacked, so I was like, I'm not just going to, I don't know, I was not having it.
I didn't expect that to happen.
Cause, I mean, like, it wasn't just, it had, like, built up to New York. Because, like, the night before, like, I don't remember exactly the time.
We're at the Hall of Fame.
She had said that,
Scott remembers it well.
I remember it well. I was in a tuxedo.
I don't even remember exactly how she said it, but she had basically said that I was just complaining, or had asked me why I was moody. That's what it was. She asked me why I was moody, and I didn't think I was that. I mean, I didn't think I was moody, but
nobody ever does.
But then all of a sudden, no. But she just kept kept asking me why I was moody or why I was complaining, and I was like, I don't feel like. So it got to the point where I was like was getting moody and annoyed, because I was like, she keeps asking me, and I'm not. So I just, it was a lose-lose scenario.
I hope this doesn't happen with the two new people tonight.
If I had just kept saying no, she's gonna continue to ask me why, and if I got angry, she's gonna be like, see, I told you. So I was like, man, I'm just. I was getting a little annoyed there, but I mean, like, other than that, I mean, it was fine.
Like, I did not realize till the other night when she and I were going over the audio from the trip to Pennsylvania. You're not in a lot of that audio.
I noticed.
Yeah, I noticed that. That's weird. I did not realize. I was not holding the microphone, so it's kind of weird to go. I mean, you are in that very little, because the truth that you're sitting there, yes, 90% of the time.
As a matter of fact, I think that most of the time I was prompted, you prompted me.
I think I did, when I go back and listen to it. I don't think she ever came to you.
That's fine. It was her recorder. She can do what she wants. I wasn't.
But you were sitting right there.
It was what it was.
So what do you attribute?
Yeah. What do you attribute that to?
I don't know. Like I said, it doesn't really matter. It was her microphone.
Well, that's fine. But we're asking you what. This is a talk show, so we're asking you what do you attribute that to?
I mean.
Do you think it was intentional on her?
That's all what we're saying.
I mean, I think so, but I only think it was intentional on her part, because she had thought that I, like I had said, like the day before or somewhere along this year trip, she had said that I was moody and complaining. So I think she just didn't want my, quote-unquote moodiness and complaints on her tapes.
And like I say, it is a factual moment. I believe it was on Friday or Saturday she started looking for plane tickets on how to get back. But I think the problem was she would have missed the eclipse had she taken a plane back. It got to that point at one point.
I don't know. I didn't think it was that bad. I think
I'm just saying what happened. I don't know how bad it was.
Well,
I
don't know how bad it was for Carrington. That's what I meant. Because I was fully like, I was just like, look. I was ready to take the car ride home again. Like I said, it wasn't that bad there. It just was.
So you were talking about her feet on the dashboard and how much that was annoying you. And
she
didn't come up Friday night.
I mean. She brought it up, actually.
Right, she did, but she used it.
I mean, she even told me in the car what it was. It was just kind of annoying that she had, like, made, like, verbal sounds every time she had done it, because she thought I was about to, like, kill us or something. So I was like, man, if you really thought I was this bad of a driver, why'd you get in the car?
See, there was just a lot of underlying current in that car. And that she walked away from you. I came back from getting the balloons, and I said, where is she? And you had no idea. I said, you just got out of the car with her. Where would she go?
I don't know. I mean, she said that she told She said that she had told everybody at the table, but I even believe her. I was just, because, like, as soon as we had gotten there, I started talking with Thunderbolt. So I probably just didn't hear her on that one, and I'll say that's probably true. Like I said, I was talking to Thunderbolt as soon as we got there, so couldn't tell you.
Let's just say it didn't go well.
I thought it was fine. Like I said, it was just boring. We didn't talk the 8.5 hours there. We didn't talk the 8.5 hours there.
Is that not what I said?
Well, I mean, you made it sound like we were going to end up like fist fights.
No. I just said they have nothing to talk about.
I mean, yeah, that's true. They have nothing to talk about.
Yeah, and that's what happened. No. The fist fighting, the whole anger that came out, I was shocked about. That's the part I did not get. I thought there would be like her listening to her music, you listening to yours, her sleeping, whatever. I thought that's what would happen. The fact that it got to several angry stages during the actual trip, that's what shocked me.
I mean, the thing that upset me the most is when she had she called me moody the first time, and I was like, okay, I mean, I probably just said something that I, like, didn't think was, an insult or upsetting or something along those lines that she had taken the wrong way. But then it just, like, throughout the next, like, day or two, she was just, like, insisting that I was being moody or I was, like, complaining. And I, like,
all we're saying so is
it,
the tone was
it got
different.
It got to the point where I was a little moody because she had kept, like, hitting me over the head for being moody, and I wasn't.
But you would snap at her. I mean, I was there.
She would snap at me. I wasn't about to just take it.
I don't think she snapped at you, but I was there. I mean, the whole trip to New York, she would say, why are you moody? And then you would snap. And then she would...
I got tired of her asking why I was moody.
But I don't think asking somebody why they're moody is a snap. Do you, Pastor Craig?
No.
You could have just said, I'm not moody.
Oh, you mean like I did the first 7 times?
Oh, see, well, there we go.
See, this is why...
I don't think it was that deep, but okay.
Look, I'm telling you, every time she... Like, that's why I... Like, if I ended up moody, I think it was because she kept insisting that I was either moody or complaining. And I was... And I didn't think I was doing either.
Okay.
So, I mean, when it probably did get to the point where I was moody and complaining, it would have been when I was just... I mean, probably in the streets of New York, and I was just like, I am... I ended up being told I'm complaining.
Okay. Well, that wraps up this episode of What's Happening, Marion, and Family Counseling. So, I want
to... It's break. I got to go to the bathroom.
Scott's headed to the bathroom. It's break time. We'll be back here in about 15 minutes with the Exchange Club, so you'll get to hear more of Scott, Matt, and myself. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.